This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. I'm delighted to be joined today by Dr. Alex Munganzi. Dr. Munganzi is Head of Outreach Programs Department for the Infectious Disease Institute at Makerere University's College of Health and Sciences in Uganda. He also serves as Africa's regional representative to the International AIDS Society's Governing Council. For the past 10 years, Dr. Munganzi has been actively involved in HIV/AIDS prevention, care, and treatment activities in Uganda, and he joined us today at CSIS for an event looking at PEPFAR's legacy and future. Dr. Munganzi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, as an African scientist, implementer, and public health leader, who has worked closely in partnership with the United States over the past several years on HIV/AIDS issues, how has the partnership with the United States worked?
Thank you. I think we've had one of the best partnerships working with the U.S. government-funded programs in the field of HIV care delivery, and specifically for HIV and generally for health service delivery. I think the most outstanding thing for this partnership is that it happens in a collaborative way. So the funds are managed in what are called cooperative agreements. And in this arrangement, the implementer who receives the funds works in a mutual way and synergistic way with the funder representative in country to make sure that they understand what the requirements of the funding are, to make sure that the refunding requirements are met both in country and both from the U.S. government. And this makes it clear and understood by everyone in the cascade. And it's also important to note that this funding through the U.S. government, specifically for HIV services, has come in tagged to HIV, but has also come in to support other health system strengthening interventions, which makes it well received by the facilities and by the implementing partners.
Mm-hmm. Right. And from an on-the-ground perspective, as someone right. who's worked with PEPFAR, what do you think PEPFAR's greatest achievement has been?
PEPFAR's greatest achievement, at least for sub-Saharan Africa and for Africa in general, is the ability to bring drugs closer to the people who needed it, who otherwise would have died if they didn't get these drugs. These drugs, 10 years ago, were only accessed by the rich. You know, the monthly doses were over $2,000 a month, which a person as a doctor working in Africa could not even afford. And therefore, the fact that within the past 5 to 8 years, we've been able to have drugs accessed even by the poorest of the poor, I think is the greatest achievement. People have now lived to see, you know, their families, people had lost their jobs, are now back to work after starting drugs and getting back to their life. And there is no bigger reward for life than getting back to live when you're at the point of dying.
And on July 22nd, the International AIDS Conference comes to Washington, D.C. What do you expect to be the most important outcomes of AIDS 2012?
So this conference, the IAS conferences or the International AIDS Conference, remains the fora where latest and groundbreaking science comes up. The fact that the conference brings up top researchers across the world to bring together advances, to network, is a forum where people now create more opportunities to work together, to network, but also to bring out their research work and groundbreaking work. But over the past 2-3 years, we've had a lot of work come through in the areas of HIV medicines being used for prevention. And for this AIDS 2012 conference here, I see a lot of that being carried through, and a lot of that going on to inform implementation science. But I think where we are at this phase of the epidemic, 30 years since it started, this conference, I think, as it's been described, is the beginning of the end of the epidemic. And I think however much the process will take, I think there is now rejuvenated science, there is a lot of enthusiasm, there is a lot of international collaborations, and there is a lot of political will and social will and scientific will to make sure that we now go into a phase where we want to see the epidemic end in the coming years.
And looking at your country, Uganda, and Africa in a larger context, what do you hope this conference achieves?
Yeah, so having more people on treatment is a plus in its way. So in Uganda, we have about 2 million people infected with HIV. Probably half of that need treatment. And about less than half of those who need treatment are currently getting treatment. So if we can roll out treatment programs and have as many people who need treated as treated, then we are improving their productivity, both at household level, but also at national level. And that, you know, has a return on investments. And for Africa, that will make us, catch up on lost opportunities for the population.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And for interested listeners who want to hear more about today's PEPFAR event in which Dr. Mungadzi was featured, please visit smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you.